And welcome to Universally Speaking, the Red Hot Chili Peppers podcast. My name is Ben Townsend from bentownsendmusic.net, and I'm joined, as always, by...
Sam Townsend from samtownsendmusic.mh.
Sam Townsend Music from samtownsendmusic.mh.
Yes, and this is a new one.
This is a new one. MH. Mauritania?
No.
Mauritius?
No.
Wow, he scoffs at my efforts.
You quite often say Mauritania.
Anyone that starts with them, surely.
Well, yes. Yeah, of course.
I'd love to say Massachusetts, but...
Say it.
Massachusetts.
No.
No. I thought you were going slightly smaller scale. Mogadishu!
No.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'm going to either need a clue or some kind of reference.
Okay, fine. Some kind of reference would also be a clue.
Would you have said Black Hawk Down if it was Mogadishu?
Yeah, that's immediately what I thought of.
Okay.
Of course, Mogadishu is...
Let's move on past this Mogadishu issue.
Fine. The Mogadishu issue. I like it.
Thank you.
Well, it's a group of islands, when I searched it... Yeah. Okay, you got it?
No.
No. when I searched it, it could also have been named after a famous EP.
Ah. Right.
Has that helped you in any way?
A group of islands. Oh, of course.
Yes.
I've got it.
I don't think you have.
Is that your phone on?
No.
You're gonna have to give it to me. I mean, I've been on a hell of a streak recently.
Well,
we haven't got the longest stick in the bush here to help me.
No, and exactly. You're riding solo.
I'm floundering, like Flounder from The Little Mermaid.
Or riding solo, like David Derulo.
Yes. Or Han Solo.
Sure. Or...
Go on.
That goalkeeper, the American goalkeeper whose surname is Solo.
Right.
Can't remember her first name.
Fine. Well done.
It's the Marshall Islands.
Oh, the ruddy bloody Marshall Islands.
Out to the
again.
Marshall. Yes. And do you understand the clues?
Yes. The group of islands.
Yeah, of course.
And, of course, an EP.
By...
The Marshall Mathers EP,
yes,
by MLM/Slim Shady. Okay.
Exactly. So you got there in the end.
Yeah, I did, with some help. Mm. Now, I'm going to shout out. Ambassador applications have been flying in thick and fast, and it's always fun to get them in.
Funky, you could say.
Yeah, if you enjoyed that Marshall Islands chat, that kind of quality, if you're a new listener, we do talk about the Red Hot Chili Peppers as well.
We do, and if you're on the Marshall Islands,
ooh,
I probably met you last week.
Yeah.
And
but
if you want to become an ambassador, please do.
For those few Marshall Islanders left that haven't met Sam.
Well, I did give out free badges at a what can only be described.
Oh, an AGM.
No, it wasn't the AGM, Ben. It was the quarterly meetup.
Sure, of course it was. Yeah.
It was fantastic.
The QGM.
Yeah.
Okay. If you'd like to be an ambassador, bentownsendmusic@hotmail.com. Send in your ambassador requests there. We will post a badge and a flyer anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
And if you're in the right place, I'll bring it to you.
Exactly, but that's low percentage. Yeah. Best way to guarantee a badge, write in.
Let's not mess around. Write in and we'll send it.
On Twitter, I am at UniversallyRHCP. Sam, you are?
I'm at Stack Townsend.
And on Insta, the podcast is UniversallySpeakingRHCP_pod. Now, also, a quick shout out to be rated on Apple Podcasts or your podcast listening platform of choice.
Do. Yes.
We've been forced down to 4.7 by some naysayers.
Have we?
Yeah, some people have given us 1 star out of 5.
Who?
I don't know. But surely you wouldn't listen.
Did they comment?
Maybe they just listened to this bit.
Did they comment or just give one?
Just gave one.
Oh, well, that's fine.
So what we say is, can you flood to your platform provider?
Yeah, and give us a 5.
It's not your platform provider, yes. It's your podcast provider.
You know what we mean.
And give us a 5.
Yeah, oh, we'd love to.
No, what do you mean,
we'd love to. Yeah, so we'd love to get back up to 5.
No, well, that's impossible.
Once you're
not 5, you're screwed.
I
know. Best we can hope for is 4.9. Or to die in our sleep. Name that song. The best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep.
Oh, so the 4.9 bit's not part of the song?
No, just the best that you can
hope for. It sounds like Kenny Rogers.
Yes, it is.
Is it The Gambler?
Yes. Well done.
Come on.
Great.
I'm pleased
shout.
With that.
Great shout. There you are. Okay. Very excited. Very happy to be here. We're going to say a very quick thank you to everyone who listens, to everyone who supports us. It really does mean a hell of a lot to us.
It does. I struggle to put it into words.
Well, try, because I'm just looking at my phone.
Okay. It means everything. And by that, I can break that down further. It means we are emotionally connected to every listener. It means that every listener who sends us kind words comes into our lives and improves our mood as soon as we receive those words.
Absolutely. Thank you for those.
Thank God you're back.
Generous words. I'm back. Aidan Hampson.
Oh, yes.
Base ambassador has just sent a message saying last minute trip to London. It looks like he's gone to see Slash.
Oh, cheeky.
Cheeky bugger.
Slash and Miles Kennedy?
And the conspirators.
Miles Kennedy?
Yeah. I couldn't make out the sign, but it definitely says Slash on it.
Wow. I mean, where that is, do you know?
No, well, London.
Just London.
Yeah, just London, old London town. Very excited with this episode. We started off on a journey in March last year, so just over a year ago, to examine Blood Sugar Sex Magik in detail, break it down song by song. And in many ways, we thought that was going to be like the pinnacle of the podcast, and it may well be.
Of course. So just in case it is, we dragged it out for a year.
Well, just in case you never knew.
I miss you, Slim. I love you too.
Now, we've had four fantastic contributors.
We have, throughout all four episodes.
Throughout all four episodes. It's been something very, very special. And Sam, if you can give those guys a shout out, because before we start the body of this week's, this cycle's episode, we're going to just give these guys a shout out. Tony, hit it.
Well, we are. And, you know, these guys, we've had several comments over the internet saying how much these guys have brought to the episodes. So Absolutely. It's not just that we appreciate it, which of course we do, but there are listeners all over the world who have loved their work.
That's exactly right.
And we are talking Coon from Red Hot Chili Riffs.
Yes, indeed.
Aidan Hampson from aidanhampson.co.uk.
You know that.
Jack Fox, who's jackfox_710 on Insta.
Tell me, baby.
And A Mace, Andy Devine, Andy Mason, A Mace.
Yes.
Who is AndyDevine74 on Insta. Thank you, gentlemen.
What a fellow. So, thank you, gentlemen. We could have done it without you, but it wouldn't have been as good.
It would have been worse.
You've brought so much to it. Today's episode is Blood Sugar Sex Ranking. We culminate with a damn good ranking session, don't we, Sam?
Interesting that you went for Blood Sugar Sex Ranking. I would have gone for Ranking Sugar Sex Magik.
No, because blood's only got one syllable. Ranking has two, like magic.
Oh, I thought you might want to say the third option.
Oh, yeah, sure. Blood Ranking Sex Magik.
Yes. And then I suppose the only thing I could combat that with is Blood Sugar Rankings Magik.
Yeah. And I would come back with ranking.
Yeah. Which is good, actually. Although it's a bit more vague.
It's non-specific. Yeah. It could be any episode. We're going to do Blood Sugar Sex...
Blood Ranking.
If you're gonna go that route, you could go Ranking Sugar.
Ranking Sex.
And of course, the last option is Ranking Magik.
Brilliant.
Yeah, lovely.
Great stuff.
Right. We culminate, we peak now with Blood Sugar Sex Ranking.
Yes, we do.
Sorry.
And that's what it's
ranking,
called.
Sex Ranking.
Yeah.
No, Blood Sugar Ranking. No, ranking. Forget it. Forget about it.
Yeah, ranking.
We have got the listeners' ranking. We put the shout out, and we've had wonderful listeners send in their ranking for Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Can I make up a number of how many we've had?
Go for it.
We've had nearly 400 contributors.
Super duper. So this is really quite comprehensive.
And I had to collate the entire...
You did the spreadsheet.
Oh.
Yeah, very good. So we're going to get the views from around the world.
Thank you.
We also got the contributors, Coon, Aidan, Jack, Amace, to do rankings for themselves.
Yes.
Well, everybody did rankings for themselves. Do the contributors' rankings. We'll have that separate ranking.
Yeah.
Then we will rank.
Yes.
And come up with the rankings for the two of us.
We'll see what the results are.
Yeah. And then we will turn that into one giant ranking.
Yes.
For the official, universally speaking, the Red Hot Chili Peppers podcast.
It'll be
Blood Sugar Sex Magik ranking.
The podcast ranking.
That's what it will be. So I can't wait to get into this. We also, before we get
clarify,
into that,
that's where everybody ranks together.
We all have one big
one giant
rank off.
Ranking. Yeah. Okay, fine.
First of all, we're going to read a couple of emails that have been sent in by a couple of wonderful listeners and ambassadors. celebrating the album Blood Sugar Sex Magik, and we're going to get to that right now. So Sam, first of all, give me some thoughts from Ambassador Arbar.
This comes directly from Arbar, and he says about the album, aside from the fact that it's obviously full of Stone Cold classics, there's just something about the album in general that elevates it above all the others for me.
And it is for him.
It is for, well, it is, but I agree with a lot of what he's going to say. And these are some of the things that I put it down to. Length. It's 17 songs for a start. That seemed pretty special at the time, when every other album normally had 11 or 12 tracks. Mm. You felt lucky. Cover notes and inlay, handwritten lyrics by The Swan, that swirly, twirly writing style.
Yeah.
Close-up photos of the band and the tattoos, it all felt very personal at a time when you really didn't get much info or other insight.
Yeah.
And he didn't have MTV.
Well, here's the thing. Here's one of the things that I find really special about this album as well, and it's not to do with the album. It feels personal because of those photos, because of that handwritten nature of The Swan's track listing and lyrics.
Mm.
But it's a documentary as well for me. There's not often.
Well, it's not just for you, Ben.
No, it's for you and Arbar.
Because Arbar goes on to say, Funky Monks, a VHS film showing the making of the album. What do you mean you don't get a video of a band making an album in a mansion for every record release?
Mm.
Amazing foresight to have done that when you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you say, that it was all of these things culminated to make it feel like a unique experience for the band, for the listener.
It puts you there. It puts you in the room.
Yeah, it does. It puts you in there. It puts you in with the band.
It introduces you to Zygmunt.
Zygmunt. And Christ, we've had some good nights out of Zygmunt.
What a guy.
Oh, what a guy. Tab Book. The early version of the Tab Book release had guitar and bass in it. When does that happen? My copy's hanging on by a thread these days, but it's still a treasure.
And I'll just give a shout out now. If you want to go to Aidan's website, which is Samuel
AidanHampson.co.uk,
that you can there purchase his version of the Blood Sugar Sex Magik bassline tab.
Mm.
So check it out.
He knows his stuff. Go check it out immediately. But
after you listen to the podcast.
Obviously, the songs speak for themselves, but it's still quite remarkable that it sounds as fresh as it does. Perhaps a credit to the recording process, which basically avoided any great reliance on technology. That may go on to sound dated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Aside from swapping Naked in the Rain and the greeting song for Sicker Mick and Eco and Soul to Squeeze...
Yeah, well done.
...which is not a given, as I actually did love the fact that those songs were so hard to find in the mid-90s.
Yeah, but he's right. Arbar is on the money there. I mean, this is a Stone Cold classic album anyway. But imagine if those two songs replace... For me, it wouldn't be the greeting song. It would be Naked in the Rain and The Righteous and the Wicked. Or, no, actually be Naked in the Rain and They're Red Hot. And you would fade out onto Psycho. What an album it would be with those two tunes in there.
Oh, they're great songs, no doubt. And I dare say, musically, they would technically improve the album. However, I wouldn't change it. I just wouldn't change it. Not now.
Okay.
You imagine if they changed it now. And put those two songs in.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be the same.
It would be better.
I'm not doing that, because I do think that those songs, as Arbar has alluded to there, those songs have garnered a cult following because they didn't make the album.
Sure.
Soul Squeeze is up there as one of my all-time faves.
Hmm.
So, of course, it was an error not putting it on. But, you know, as much as we hate Nate, not hate, but we're not fans of Naked in the Rain.
Hmm.
The song's not very good, but being Naked in the Rain is quite fun.
Yeah, but does that make up for it? It'd be interesting to see where the listeners place Naked in the Rain.
Where is Naked in the Rain going to land? Is it going to be second last, or will it be pushed to third last?
Big questions, I'm sure you'll agree.
Well, that's assuming that their Red Hot comes last.
Which it will, sure.
Which it may or may not.
Okay, well, you know the answer to that.
I don't.
Of course you do.
The only nitpick could be that the drums could sound a little bit bigger, but would that change it too much exactly? Be careful what you wish for. That's what I was always told.
It would have been your mantra, hasn't it?
Other things.
Yeah.
Anyway, number one pick for a Desert Island Disc. 5 stars, whatever you want to call it. I couldn't love it any more, and looking forward to hearing you both talk about it.
Great, which we have now done over 4 episodes. Thank you, Arbar. Fantastic. Robert Barlow.
And we're dragging it out for a fifth.
Yes, we are. We're really sucking Blood Sugar Sex Magik dry. Now, we move on to Pete Moore talking about the seminal album, Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Only Blood Sugar Sex Magik does it every time. You need a groove, a turntable, a speaker, electricity, and some air molecules. The turntable spins the record. The record has the groove. The groove pushes back gently on the needle. The arm wobbles the crank. The crank that oscillates the circuitry that works the speaker that vibrates the air molecules. The molecules that smash your ears to smithereens. Physics, that. Those molecules, I wish you could see them. Not all of them. To see all would be to see none at all, for they are too copious. Just the ones that move. From stillness to attack formation, in readiness for their oral assault. What would they look like? A shoal of fish? A phalanx of angels? Fireworks? I reckon it's the shoal, independent but interconnected, in sudden possession of purpose, predatory, performant, beautiful. A groove, a turntable, a speaker, electricity, and some air molecules. Set aside the fire triangle and behold the vinyl pentangle. You got all five, you can transform the air in a room into sound. Any room. If your groove is Blood Sugar Sex Magik, then the air is Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Five ingredients and you can shake air so hard that it becomes Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Consistently, anywhere, always. That groove was laid down in the 90s. Time travel, that. That groove, it's Flea. To sit between two speakers and listen is to straddle the bass line, to surf the sound wave, to feel Flea meditate on the groove. Flea's finger hitting a string to give the groove. It's still there. Telepathy, that. The vinyl pentangle. Apologies, I missed a node. Allow me to correct for my polygonal errata and recast. And yes, behold, the vinyl hexagon. That missing node. It's me, or you, or anyone. Music is, must be, incomplete without the beholder. This peon to Blood Sugar Sex Magik is missing one vital ingredient. Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Yes, I've invoked the album by title, but thus far you could replace it with any other album, and it all holds true. Any of the album that I've pictured here do this. A finger hits a string, a needle hits the groove, the wire flexes. Molecules unite and air caresses my ears. Vibrations persist through space and time, and I can sense them. I'm one with them. That raw physicality is why I love vinyl. Here's the thing. It's usually passive. All those other albums, they're all my favourite albums. And I groove, I sing along, I dance like a possessed freaking banshee. I don't usually contemplate the physics. Therein lies the difference. With Blood Sugar Sex Magik, I do. With Blood Sugar, this happens, and it happens every time. I stop what I'm doing. I surf the sound wave. I feel myself transported through space and time and feel like I'm in the room with the band. I can see Flea's fingers, John Strum, Chaz Foote. I go to meditate on the mediation of the groove. That's what I talk about when I talk about vinyl. The absolute joyous miracle of air turning into sound. Listening to vinyl does this for me. Only Blood Sugar Sex Magik does it every time. First reveal, the first season, if you will.
The first season is
the listener's season.
Yes, the season of the listener.
Season of the witch.
It's the season of the listener.
The season, this is the darling of the age of Aquarius.
Yeah, what's that? That's not the season of the witch.
No. What's the season of the witch?
It's the season of the witch. By Donovan.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, the season of the listener.
Yeah, the season of the listener. So how do you want to approach this?
Well, should we go bottom up or should we go top down, really?
Okay, now, I did just a couple of interesting points before we start.
Yeah.
Almost every song on the album received a 17-pointer, which is a vote for number one.
Okay, well, that is interesting.
I'll just go through the songs that didn't.
Okay.
And you can tell me whether you're surprised, not surprised, or medium.
Okay.
The first one, which I will go on record straight away to say I was surprised, is the P of E. And for those who don't know, the P of E is the power of equality.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that. The highest it ranked was 13.
I'm surprised.
So it didn't even come second, third,
or
fourth.
No, I'm surprised.
The next song which didn't receive a 17 was Breaking the Girl.
Medium.
No, it did.
Okay, move on.
Would you have been surprised? No, he said he would have been medium.
Yes.
The next song...
Are they all going to be tests like that?
Yeah. The next song was Suck My Kiss.
Surprised, I guess.
Somewhat surprised. Yeah. The highest it scored was 14.
Okay,
so
surprised.
Slightly more popular than P of E.
Yeah, surprised.
The next song which didn't receive a 17 was Poor Old Mellowship.
Medium.
I mean, I love Mellowship.
Yeah, so do I. You should have playing it. Okay, but medium.
It did receive a 16, though.
Okay, fine.
From someone, so there you go.
Surprised.
Righteous and the Wicked, no 17.
Pleased.
Highest score for that was a 12.
Pleased.
No 17 for Give It Away.
I'd say not surprised. I think it's just overplayed.
Yeah, not surprised. Not surprised. And somewhat pleased.
Yeah, thrilled.
No 17 for Blood Sugar.
Disappointed.
But it did receive a 16. I can confirm that.
Thrilled.
No 17 for Naked in the Rain.
Happy.
Do you want to know the highest score it received?
7.
And this was the last vote.
Go on.
Was a 12.
Okay.
Prior to the last vote, it was a 5.
Okay.
So that tells you something. It tells you quite a lot.
It tells me a lot.
No 17 for Apache Rose.
Disappointed.
Highest score 13.
Disappointed.
No 17 for the Greetings song.
Not surprised.
Highest score, last vote, 14. Prior to
surprised.
That.
Surprised. No, to not that, surprised.
8.
Yeah. Medium. I've gone for all three.
Okay. No 17 for My Lovely Man. What? There's a lot of songs that didn't get 17. I thought most of them did, but not this one. Highest score for My Lovely Man, 14. So a good showing.
Very surprised.
That, oh, that's a new category.
Yeah.
Very surprised. And of course, no 17 for their Red Hot.
Oh, highest very, score. Very surprised. Highest score, 2 or 3,
two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two, I should have said two. Two or three, I was giving it too much credit.
You were almost trying to push it above a proper song.
Yeah. Okay, well, interesting. Interesting stats
so far. Although it has twice beaten a proper song.
Yeah.
Which we can only assume is Naked in the Rain. But maybe not.
Probably.
We don't know.
Probably. Let's go from top to bottom, then.
Yes.
Favourite to least favourite, and see what the listeners make of Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
Favourite to least favourite, or yeah. Least favourite to favourite.
Okay.
Come on, there's got to be some jeopardy.
Okay, fine.
Coming in last, an honourable last.
An honourable last, of course.
We have They're Red Hot. Hutchie Red Hot, yeah, she's got to be still. Hutchie Red Hot, yeah, she's got to be still.
Now, as we know, They're Red Hot is actually, despite the fact that it's the worst rated song on Blood Sugar Sex Magik by the listeners, is the most played song on the podcast.
Ah, yes. I thought you were going to say the internet.
No, just the podcast.
Yes, that makes
Therein
sense.
Therein lies the irony.
Certainly a high irony score.
And we do have to say, though, even though we didn't let people do ties when they voted, we have...
Oh, you can't avoid it.
We can't avoid ties when it's a cumulative
no,
score.
No, and I think it's, you know, these ties are symbolic.
All right, so next up, is it symbolic tie?
Next up, we have the song which, you know, over the years has been punished.
Yeah.
By us, listeners, the world over.
By the band themselves.
I'm sure.
I don't play it, man.
And it's not the greeting song.
No. Oh, the greeting song's great.
Yeah, but that has been punished by the band.
Right, fine.
It's Naked in the Rain.
Well, it's been punished by Anthony.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a member of the
Naked
band.
Naked in the Rain, yeah, fine. It's been punished by a quarter of the band.
Yeah, at least.
Yes. Or no, less than a quarter, given all the members throughout the years.
Active.
Fine.
It's Naked in the Rain.
Yes.
What did you make of that?
Pleased.
Did you see it coming?
Yes.
Me too. good song.
No.
Some good aspects.
Yes.
No, last time we spoke about it, you actually I said quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, I got well into it.
But were you drunk?
Yes, of course I was.
Okay. So next up in 14th, an admirable performance by a decent song.
Which is?
The Greeting Song.
The Greeting Song.
The only song on the album to contain the word song.
And greeting. But not the.
No.
No.
No, but those other two, definitely.
Okay, Greeting Song, I personally am disappointed to find it lower than The Righteous and the Wicked. But personal preferences. So, what's next?
Next up in 13th. It's a good song.
Is it The Righteous and the Wicked?
It's a wicked song.
Oh, yeah. Wicked. Wicky wild west. Yes,
Jim West. Yes, Desperado.
Okay, The Righteous. Right. That's better than The Righteous and the Wicked.
No, it's not.
Okay.
The Righteous and the Wicked, I think it's fair to say they're Red Hot. The Greeting Song and Naked in the Rain are all deeply flawed.
I don't think The Greeting Song's deeply flawed.
Nor do I.
No.
Nor do I, but some people do. I was just trying to, I was just trying to, you know,
get in with the crowd.
Okay, I was just trying to
be in with the listeners, weren't you?
Yes.
Ooh, you want
just
to be
trying to be popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what's next?
But I would go, I just want to make my point. The Greeting Song, fine, that's not the song I wanted to say. The Righteous and the Wicked is just a good song. It just so happens that it's come 13th, okay? And I think that we can say that about every song from here on in.
The Righteous and the Wicked is the one over the past year that's grown on me the most. I will give it that.
Well, you didn't like it at all, though.
No.
So there was a lot of headroom.
Yeah, huge amounts of headroom. And it has gone way up there compared to where it was.
Has it used up all the headroom?
No, it's not that good.
No, okay. But a proper song, as is The Greeting Song, I'm going on record to say that.
Okay, fine.
If you disagree with me, I don't care.
No,
but I will
song.
Agree with you
it's
if,
a proper
if
song.
I ever see it.
It's a proper song.
Yeah, it's a proper song. So that was in 13th. Now, bang, bang, bang. Where's 12? Bang, bang, bang. I've got it. It's Apache Rose Peacock.
Disappointing, you know, again, but, I mean, what a tune, but maybe that will come that low on mine. I don't know, because I haven't done mine yet.
Apache Rose Peacock is one of my favourite songs of all time.
It's an absolute, it's a banger.
I'm hugely disappointed that it's come 12th.
Okay.
So, I've just got to try and hide that disappointment from here on in.
Please do.
I will try and do it.
Please do.
Well done, Apache Rose. You're fantastic.
So, are we starting to hit a few ties here now?
So, coming in, that was 12. We have now the first tie of the round. It's joint 10th. Give It Away. No, it's not a tie. There's no tie here.
Fuck's sake.
Where's 11? Okay. No tie. So coming in 11th, after Apache Rose Peacock, we have another fantastic track, Too Low. It's Mellow Ship.
Yeah, another great track. And again, I used to love playing it live. I really enjoy it for the disparate elements in it.
Yes.
Really great tune. But it's got to come somewhere. And there's some...
Well,
I think it's a tribute to the album that songs like Apache Rose Peacock and Mellow Ship are coming this far down.
Two classics.
Yeah.
And I think, as you say, we played them both in the Lukewarms, which maybe has, you know, made us slightly more fond of them than others.
Yeah, maybe.
But as you've just said, Mellowship has all those different elements, and the Chillies are renowned for elements not mixing and not matching. This is a song where it all comes together fantastically well. I think Mellowship should be higher. I'm prepared to go on record. I've gone on record, and I will campaign for
that. I think it's interesting that Mellowship and Apache have come that close together, because they're both songs with lots of different elements that they have made work.
Oh, without a doubt.
Whereas,
I mean, Apache Rose.
Whereas on other albums, Unlimited Love, sometimes they don't work quite well.
Oh, not just that, though. Other albums throughout their career.
Sure.
For me, Apache Rose has only got two elements.
Okay.
And one of those was the outro.
Okay.
The rest of it, I just think, flows like a sweet, sweet juice.
Yeah. I mean, I agree it flows like a sweet, sweet juice. I just think musically it's got different elements. And vocally.
Well, of course. Yeah, it has, of course.
We can both agree.
But they're all recognisable elements of a song.
Yeah.
Whereas Mellowship comes in with
some
curveballs.
Okay.
So Mellowship coming in at 11.
Ooh, let's see what's next.
Okay, 10. I mean, this is a really famous song. It's called Give It Away.
Overplayed, though. Overplayed.
Yeah, overplayed.
I think that's why it comes that low.
Overplayed and underappreciated, but underappreciated by me as well, I have to say. Would I take it out of every single live show?
Yes.
Yes, I would.
Yes, so would I.
One in three?
No, everyone. Because
all of them. You want it completely removed?
I don't want to hear.
No.
If I go to see the Chili's again, which I will.
Yes.
I don't want to hear Give It Away again.
Well, I've heard some bad news.
I know. And it'll take up.
What about Cali?
No.
No.
No, this is the thing. I don't want to hear those.
Right on
time. I don't want to hear the crowd pleasers. No. Well, no, yes.
Yeah,
right on time's fine, so it only takes 2 minutes.
It's short. Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, well, they're an active. This is the problem they've got. They're straddling the desperate void between legacy act and current performer.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
For many, many, many people in the band, in the audience, they're a legacy act.
Yeah.
But also for many, 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 many more people, they're a current performer.
Yeah, it's difficult balancing act.
It's not difficult for me.
No. So what's the answer for you? Stop banging your pen on
the hit. No, not play the hits. Play the current. I want to hear the current songs.
Nah, see, I wouldn't even go that. I wouldn't even say that's not it for me.
No.
I don't necessarily want to hear the current songs. I want to hear the ones I like.
Yeah, I know, but there's two options.
No, there's not.
Legacy act or current performer. You've got to go for current performer.
Fine, current performer.
But that means you don't get scar tissue.
Legacy
and I don't get.
Okay,
so. And I don't get. Don't forget me.
Like, yeah, but they don't always play scar tissue.
Legacy current.
They currency act.
Yeah, we'll settle on that.
Okay, settle on currency act.
Strange currency act.
Yeah,
great.
That's what REM are now.
Well, no, it's not.
No.
Well, they are.
They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. They're
R.I.P. REM.
Yeah, not the members.
Oh, I hope somebody wrote that headline in the music journal when they broke up.
Well, they probably did.
Yeah, okay. So what's next anyway?
Okay, so that's Give It Away down at 10.
No, but sorry, yeah, Give It Away down at 10. We just do need to confirm that all the members of RM are currently alive as of the 5th of April 2024.
Currently, yeah. Yeah. Strange sure. Currency. Yeah.
Currency Act.
Strange
currency.
So they're a currency act.
Anyway, sorry, I
all right, Give It Away. That's down at 10. Nine. Now we're coming into the first tie. And this is interesting. Because it's Suck My Kiss. Another low score. Now, why do you think that is?
Because I think what's happening here is... Well, I know what's happened in my head with it. Mm. And I've been swayed by the way they play it live nowadays.
Ah, the reggae.
Yeah.
The reggae act.
Yeah.
Strange reggae.
But you pop that on. I played that to... I was driving back from...
Say
Everton.
You can say anywhere.
Yeah, okay. No, I was driving back from Everton in the New Forest. And with my granddaughter.
Right.
So I was driving, she was in the passenger seat.
This is now getting very specific. I mean, which seat were you in?
The driver's seat.
Yeah. Fine.
And we were playing music loud.
Yeah.
And I put on Blood Sugar and we just let it run and Suck My Kiss came on and it blew her away.
Mm.
What a tune.
Yes.
What a tune. And it blows me away when I stick it on a maximum volume. But I don't often stick it on at maximum volume.
No.
It's a great song.
I think what it's got is got that shock value. What it hasn't got is it doesn't stand up to repeat and detailed listening. It's not a song that's particularly nuanced. It's in your face and yeah, it's good and if you're in a particular mood it serves a purpose. But give me a song with more layers any day.
Well,
or play it in a reggae style.
Yeah, which is whatever is your preference.
But yeah, for me, it's just a song that I absolutely do love and hold dear to my heart. But it doesn't. It's not one that I would go and put on first.
Okay, you normally put it on fifth, don't you?
I'd probably put it. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. But what do you reckon Suck My Kiss is tied with?
Funky Monks.
Really? Wow.
No, because Funky Monks hasn't come out yet, and surely it's not going to be.
I'm afraid you're way off.
Oh.
It's My Lovely Man.
Wow. Wow.
Tied eighth. Eighth, wow. Ben.
Okay, that does shock me.
Yeah, it shocks me, and I knew it.
Well, so it's tied eighth and ninth, isn't it?
A couple of good songs there. Tied eighth.
Yeah.
Ninth becomes null and void.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry to see Suck My Kiss in eighth, but I am deeply, deeply saddened by...
Well, maybe there's people feeling my viewpoint that the ending goes on for too long.
Maybe. Maybe there's a feeling that the guitar solo is
You're anti the guitar solo.
No, I'm not. I'm not, but there is an element to that song which harks back to the sort of the heavier approach of Mother's Milk.
Oh, no, yeah, I guess so. But
and dare I say the 80s?
No. No, I don't think you'd... Well, if you want, but...
I mean, Blood Sugar only came out in 91, so it's not too
it's
much
an
of a
explosion.
The
solo,
I love, Ben, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
No, the solo in My Lovely Man is one of the high points of the album for me.
I know, for several reasons.
The build-up as it comes out of that chorus into that Flea bass line, that running line, yeah. John unison bends.
Very difficult to play.
The swan exploding with a yeah.
The epic yeah.
And John just releasing everything. As Coon said, it sounds like a one-take tune.
Mm.
And John just laid that down hard and heavy and fast in one go.
So you're saying that couldn't possibly be a negative?
No, in fact, I think it's two positives.
Mm. No,
which is what I need.
Well, I'm just trying to put my finger on why it's down in tied eight.
The line, just the line, just in case you never knew, I miss you, Slim, I love you too.
Oh, or coming out of the solo.
Yeah. But that, yeah, when you take that whole section of the song,
I know.
There's nothing like it, I don't think, on the album. There's nothing that good.
No, and there's nothing, as we discussed in the last episode, that song perfectly melds all of the band's qualities at that time.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, but it's down in eighth. Yeah. As you can tell, we're disappointed, but we've got to accept it. This is, you know, this is a democracy.
Yeah.
So tied eighth with Suck My Kiss and My Lovely Man. What do you reckon we've got in seventh?
Well, I would say Funky Monks, but I know you just pointed at the top of the page, which must be The Power of Equality.
It's The Power of Equality.
Yeah.
Seventh.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think it's fair because after this, we are going to get some absolute stone cold classic Chili Pepper songs. The Power of Equality is one of those, but I still cannot look past the fact that, oh, guess what I'm going to say? The chorus is weaker than the verses.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fair enough. And I think this is a point we need to make about My Lovely Man. Is that they're yes, it's down in eighth. But that probably just means that there's eight other really, really good songs on
this album. No, exactly. This is an incredible album full of absolute tunes. If you're down in eighth, then well done.
You've done well.
Yeah.
You've done well. So seventh for P of E.
You've beaten their Red Hot.
And it was close, I can confirm, between My Lovely Man and P of E. Just 5 points. In a 300-plus vote, that's mega. Mega
four,
close.
400-plus.
400.
That is close.
Hundreds of people.
That is close.
So, Power of Equality. Yes, you're talking about the quality difference between the verses and the chorus.
And actually...
I've got no problem with it.
No,
I really
haven't. And actually on the album, nor do I.
No.
So...
I think it's a stone cold bush, and by that I mean a stone cold classic.
Yeah.
I've got no problem with it. It's my favorite.
It's a great song.
It's my favorite opener.
Yeah, and it's the outro of the song is also absolutely epic as well.
And the lyrics are brilliant.
Yeah,
it's all brilliant.
No, I've got nothing bad.
I love it. And
in fact, despite what I said about the chorus, that only means the live versions. I've got nothing bad to say about The Power of Equality.
Yeah, and I love performing it live.
In fact, we're getting to songs now where I've got nothing bad to say about any of them.
Well, you say that. But sixth brings out something very, very controversial.
Go on.
Blood Sugar.
Absolutely thrilled.
The title track.
Absolutely thrilled it's that
what
high.
We'll go on to this later in the episode. But what you're suggesting is that you think Blood Sugar, you're going to score Blood Sugar higher than My Lovely Man and The Power of Equality. That's what you're suggesting.
Yes, I am, yeah. I'm suggesting it, but it's not going to happen.
Okay.
But it will score higher than The Power of Equality.
I think, you know, we're saying, okay, things are going to be plain sailing from here because they're all good songs. But Blood Sugar Sex Magik being higher than Power of Equality and My Lovely Man is a miscarriage of justice.
No, no. There's two things I must say here. One, I will have to remove that pen from you.
No, it's fine. This is how I make my point.
Okay. And two... I prefer Blood Sugar Sex Magik to The Power of Equality.
You're out of your mind.
Right. Okay, what's next?
So fifth, we really are getting out of the nitty-gritty.
Oh, yeah, that's what they say in Tell Me Baby.
They do. And fifth is Funky Monks.
Incredibly high.
You think?
Great song, but I am... Well, am I shocked, staggered and stunned? When they did that vote, to play a song that they hadn't played live for on that ages on that radio thing. Funky Monks was the one that won it. Did I love playing it live? Absolutely. Am I surprised it's the listener's fifth favourite song on Blood Sugar? I am. I absolutely am.
I actually think Funky Monks somehow carries a certain amount of mystery gravitas. I think if you asked a lot of these people who voted it this high, they wouldn't be able to tell you why. Or maybe they felt that they should, because it's linked to the making of video. Is that the mystery gravitas?
Subliminal.
Whatever the reason. Or maybe they just like it. Maybe they just like it.
I'll tell you what, it's got that great guitar riff at the beginning, isn't it?
Yes, and it's got a great outro.
Yeah, well, superb outro. And I really love everything that comes in between those two things.
Yeah, so, it's a great song. Yeah, it's a great song, and it's in fifth.
Screaming solo. Okay, love it, absolutely fifth. Love it.
I mean, to be fair, I'll go on to tell you where I placed it.
Yeah, later.
Later on, we'll go into that. But fifth for Funky Monk, so well done. A round of applause for Funky Monk.
Fourth. So now, what have we got left?
We have our second tie. We can't go into that. Have our second tie. So this is a tie for fourth. Oh, that's what happened.
Third and fourth.
Yeah, I should have gone straight to sixth, which I didn't do. Okay, so Funky Monks is fifth.
Yeah.
But this is a tie for third and fourth.
Okay.
And it's the first song to be tied fourth is Breaking the Girl.
I tell you what, I love the fact that it's come this high. A great tune, but I think one that would take most listeners back in the 90s, the early 90s, when thinking about Chili's, maybe one that took them a bit more time to get their heads around. But what a tune. What a great tune.
Yeah, interestingly, I was emailed by a good friend, the Pun Master General.
Sure.
Today, and he named Breaking the Girl as one of the songs which unquestionably, and this is not to say that the other songs don't, but one of the songs which unquestionably, if it was written today, would be a hit.
Yeah. What a tune.
It's timeless.
Great song, terrible video. The video is not timeless.
No, it isn't. Breaking the Girl tied fourth with its natural companion piece.
No.
Sir Psycho Sexy.
Really?
Tied fourth. What do you make
of that? Third and fourth. A little bit surprised. A little bit surprised that... You know, we've talked about Give It Away being overplayed. Obviously, the listeners don't feel that way about Under the Bridge.
So Psycho Sexy.
No, Under the Bridge, because Under the Bridge is yet to come.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think that sits about right for me.
I think So Psycho Sexy is a timeless classic.
Oh, absolutely. Well, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Musically.
Yeah, sure. And some of the lyrics.
There are some question marks over the lyrics. I've personally got no problem with.
No.
And it was funny when Anthony got pulled over by a lady cop the other day.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. And he did none of his promises.
Well, as far as we know, none of it happened. But it hasn't been...
Maybe there's more photos that we haven't seen.
Yes.
What we saw was...
He just looked disappointed.
What we saw was quite a sad man being given a speeding ticket.
What he should have done is carried around the lyrics to Sir Psycho and said, I've been carrying this document around with me for the last...
No, his auto key.
30 years. Yeah.
And a journey to Paris auto key.
Could you just read these and tell me if any of this is going to happen or are you just going to give me a ticket?
Exactly.
I think it was just a ticket.
And maybe he thought, well, I'm not in my automobile, and so none of it applies.
That's true. Why is he driving around on a motorbike then? Get a car, lad.
Yeah.
Then it might happen.
Get an automobile.
Yeah.
Well, it's already happened, according to the SWAT.
Well, that's true. Yeah, so you don't need to have them twice, do you?
No.
Once is enough. Okay. So Sir Psycho in tied fourth with Breaking the Girl.
Okay. So have we got a tie for one and two, or do we have a clear winner?
We have a clear winner.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
But
amazing.
We do have a tie for second and third.
I thought we'd just done second and third.
No, that was fourth and fifth.
Ah, okay. Oh, interesting. Okay.
So the tie for second and third, which is essentially tied second, is Under the Bridge. And I'm absolutely thrilled with this, by the way, because...
The Getaway.
Yeah, I've always said this, that these two, to me, are the perfect companion pieces. And that when it's, ever since I listened to the album, they were two of my favourite songs. One of them still is. One of them's fallen down the pecking order. However, they are, to me, the true companion pieces on the album. And that is I Could Have Lied and Under the Bridge.
Wow.
Tied second and third. So tied second.
Yeah. I mean, two absolutely phenomenal songs.
And both scored 17s.
Of course, this also reveals the winner. And I have to say, I am taken aback by the winner.
Well, let's
focus on Under the Bridge and I Could Lie.
Yes.
Both phenomenal songs. They will score extremely highly on my ranking. Two of the best songs ever written.
Mm.
Two of the best...
Arguably one of the best guitar solos.
Yeah.
And under solo.
Yeah, and under solo. Outro solo / under solo.
Yeah.
And one of the best pieces of guitar work with Under the Bridge, that one of the most iconic pieces of guitar work. I think that's one of the songs, Under the Bridge, that if you just played that to 90% of the population, they would know it was a Red Hot.
I mean, yeah,
okay, well, I can bring it down.
You wouldn't believe
I'll
it.
I'm only going to bring it down by 10%.
I agree with you, Ben, that it should be 90%. But there are an unbelievable amount of people who don't know any Chili songs.
They're the people that gave the podcast one star.
Yeah, they must be.
But I think a lot of people, if they heard that intro, would know that was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I'm saying 90% of... Yeah. I'm saying 90% of 80% of the people.
Yeah, and I'm going to say 91% of 10% of the people.
Oh, no. It would definitely be 100% of 10%.
It's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
It's a complex equation.
Too worthy. It certainly is. We'll write it up on the chalkboard later on.
Yes.
We certainly agree that Under the Bridge and I Could Have Lied are two worthy joints.
Two iconic joint tracks. Second, yeah. Iconic tracks.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And that brings us to the winner of the listener poll.
I mean, shock. A shock winner, I have to say.
Well, you say that, Ben, but it won by a comfortable margin.
Wow.
Wow. Comfortable margin.
Wow. I mean, it's a great tune.
And it is, of course, If You Have to Ask. Let's talk about some of the qualities of If You Have to Ask, because they are numerous.
Sparse minimalism at the beginning.
Yes.
An absolutely iconic Flea bass line.
Yes.
Brilliant low driven vocals from the Swan.
Yes.
That kind of low rap but constant rhyming.
Superb use of the falsetto.
Yeah, the brilliant chorus.
And the combo work between Flea and John and Anthony coming back in.
The amazing breakdown that they've since replicated on other songs.
Yeah, the amazing live solo.
And the outro clapping and everyone celebrating in the room. What a tune.
But also, one thing you haven't mentioned, which is an absolute number one for me, is its flow. And I know this is not technically part of the song, but its flow from The Power of Equality into If You Have to Ask.
Yeah.
That's just the icing on the cake, even though it's first.
But it doesn't flow into If You Have to Ask.
No, the flow from P of E into If You Have to Ask.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So I know that comes first, so it can't be the icing. What's the first thing under the cake? The baking tray?
Well, it's not the baking tray. It's the first thing under the icing, which is the body of the cake itself.
Ah.
The sponge.
No, because the icing on the cake is the last quality. So the first quality being the flow from the previous song, I think would have to be the baking tray.
I'll say the oven itself.
Okay. Whatever it is, that's for me as a quality.
Whatever it is in this confusing analogy.
Well, I'm committed.
You're going for the baking tray. Okay, fair enough. I'll go for the oven.
Okay.
Okay, well, what an interesting ranking.
Yes. So... We can't run through that quickly.
No, we can't.
Based on the information I've got in front of me. However, it was undoubtedly interesting.
Okay, next we go to the contributors ranking. Okay, so we get into the contributors rankings now, and we weren't going to read these out, but Sam... Do I have your permission to read these out? Because they're so different to each other. It's amazing how
the different
experts that we've had talk about these songs are viewing this album. It really is.
I think you're right. I think we will read them out individually.
Okay, so we've got Coon, Red Hot Chili Riffs, coming in. 17, they're Red Hot. And I just go from the bottom up. They're Red Hot, Suck My Kiss, Give It Away, The Greeting Song, Naked in the Rain, Apache Rose Peacock, Under the Bridge, The Righteous and the Wicked, Breaking the Girl, Mellowship, My Lovely Man, I Could Have Lied, Funky Monks, Power of Equality, Blood Sugar Sex Magik, number 2 if you have to ask, number 1 Sir Psycho Sexy.
All right, talk to me about what sticks out there for you then.
Well, a very low Suck My Kiss. I will say, Coon was wondering how to score this, and I said to him, how you are feeling right now. But a very low Suck My Kiss, I think, is that indicative of the listeners' vote as well? Blood Sugar Sex Magik, pleasingly high for me, I think.
Well, yes, yes.
So into JJ.
Jack Johnson.
Jack Fox, drum ambassador. 17, they're Red Hot. Naked in the Rain, The Greeting Song, Give It Away, Mellowship, If You Have to Ask, Righteous and the Wicked, Suck My Kiss, Power of Equality, Under the Bridge, Apache Rose, Breaking the Girl, My Lovely Man, I Could Have Lied, Blood Sugar Sex, number 2, Sir Psycho Sexy, and number 1, Funky Monks.
High Funky Monks.
Yeah, the highest Funky Monks we've seen.
A low, If You Have to Ask.
I think everybody that is putting the stuff in, essentially, though, says, I love it all, but here's the ranking.
True. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, that's the caveat.
That is the caveat with this episode. A-Mace comes in. Again, says love more, but he says possibly controversial, but A-Mace don't play it safe. Lol. Here comes A-Mace, swinging hard and fast with number 17, Under the Bridge.
Well.
Here we go, Breaking the Girl.
Well.
I Could Have Lied.
Well.
Suck My Kiss.
Fine.
The Righteous and the Wicked.
No problem.
Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Fine.
Give It Away.
Fine.
Naked in the Rain.
Fine.
Apache Rose Peacock.
Fine.
The Greeting Song.
Fine.
They're Red Hot.
Fine.
Surely you're going to say well for that. The Power of Equality.
Oh, shit, yeah. I slipped into fine. They're Red Hot in what position, sorry?
Seventh.
Come on, mate.
No, but we say...
We say justice for all.
That's exactly what we say. Just like Metallica did back in the day.
Yes.
The Power of Equality at 6. So Psycho Sexy. Mellowship, If You Have to Ask. Number 2, Funky Monks. Number 1, My Lovely Man.
Yeah, okay. If you don't play it safe, you're going to come in for some... For some, you know...
No, but I might not play it safe. Moving into Aiden. 17, they're Red Hot. The Righteous and the Wicked. Naked in the Rain. The Greeting Song. Breaking the Girl. Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Apache Rose Peacock. Funky Monks. If You Have to Ask. I Could Have Lied. The Power of Equality. Mellowship Slinky. Suck My Kiss. Under the Bridge. Give It Away. So Psycho Sexy. My Lovely Man. Now, if you ask me what sticks out here, just on Aiden.
What sticks out here, Ben?
The fact that, If You Have to Ask, is so comparatively low.
Yes, and did I hear Breaking the Girl third bottom?
Breaking the Girl kind of fifth bottom.
Okay, still
but
low.
We're getting into something now here in these rankings with Sir Psycho Sexy coming quite high quite a lot of the time.
Well, we're now going to discuss the overall scores, aren't we?
All right, so give me the overall scores.
We've got
the
some
overall,
curveballs.
The overall rankings for the contributors... Ranking.
Well, what we'll do, I'll say the ranking for the contributors, and we'll then compare that to the listener ranking.
Okay.
Wow. Set number 17, of course, no surprise, although the big surprise was that A-Mace scored this with 11 points. Is there Red Hot? Okay, fair play. It's bottom again. There's.
Okay.
That's fine. Coming in on 16... Naked in the Rain. Where okay. did that score in the listeners? I'll tell you, 15. So, comparatively...
Reasonable. Yeah.
Number 15 for the contributors is The Greeting Song, which scored 14th with the listeners.
Okay.
So still, nothing to write home about.
The contributors.
Very reasonable yeah. with the listeners. 15 for the contribs.
Right.
14 for the listeners. So we're now looking for number 14 on the contributors. And that, Ben, is The Righteous and the Wicked, which scored number 13 with the listeners. Comparable. I'm okay. sure you'll agree.
Yes.
We're now looking for 14 for the contributors. And this is where things might start to get interesting. However, we've just done 14. Okay. So we're actually looking for 13. And this, Ben,
is where things might get
interesting. This is number 13 with the contributors is Suck My Kiss.
I love the way this episode is probably about 55 minutes long so far, and things finally might be getting interesting.
Number 13 with the contributors
is
Suck My Kiss, which was up at number 8, which we discussed as being quite low.
Yeah, wow.
It's down at 13.
Well, for the contributors, that is well low.
That is interesting.
That is shocking.
That's shockingly interesting. Okay, 12 for the contributors. Now, this is interesting. 12 for the contributors. Number 4 for the listeners is Breaking the Girl. How can that be?
Big swings.
Where on
Big
earth?
Swings.
Wow. Wow, just wow. Okay, we're now looking for number 11 for the contributors. I've found 11. 11 for the contributors, 10 for the listeners. Give it away. Perfectly reasonable.
Symmetrical. Palindromic.
There's always going to be those minor differences. Perfectly.
Minor things.
We expect that. We have to. 10 for the contributors. 10 for the contributors was number 8 for Under the Bridge. So we do see a 1-point gap there.
Differential, if you want.
We're seeing that 1, but this has moved to a 2, and it's Under the Bridge. 10 and 8. So number 9 for the contributors is Apache Rose, which scored 12...
Yes.
For the listeners. Okay. Now that is a 3-point differential.
That is. Just what were they again? What were those ones I lost?
9.
For the contributors, Apache Rose.
Apache Rose. 12 for the listeners. Okay.
Can I just say, if you're still listening, thank you. Please don't rate the podcast 1 if this is your first episode. But moving on.
Moving on, and we're looking for an 8.
God.
It's 8 for the contribs.
Yeah.
It was number 2. Oh, my word.
Big swings.
Huge swings. This is a 6-point swing. I could have lied coming at number 8 for the contributors.
That's low.
Too low. 7 for the contribs. 11 for the listeners. Mellowship. So Mellowship's moving up the rankings. That's good to see.
Yeah.
We've discussed the things we like about Mellowship. And maybe the contributors are finally starting to appreciate that. 6 for the contributors. 6 for the listeners. A level playing field. It's Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Really? Okay.
Coming in at 6, which we felt was high. I certainly did.
Wow, I would love that, Jim.
You weren't so sure. Well, you were. You were more sure than
me. I was more sure than you.
5 for the contributors. Are we finally going to see a tie in the position of 5? We are, because it is not there. So it must be 4th. So tied 4th, we have If You Have to Ask.
For who?
For the contributors.
Yep. And
the P of E.
Okay.
Now, the P of E came in at 7 for the listeners.
Yeah.
So we're seeing some movement there, which is great, because I thought that was too low. If You Have to Ask came in at 1, so that's dropped 3 points, 3 positions.
Yeah. Oof. Wow. Well, foof indeed.
Exactly. We're moving into 3. 3 for the contribs, 5 for the listeners, it's Funky Monks. 2 for the contribs, 8 for the listeners. So this is a massive swing. And it's I like to see this, and I'm sure you do too. It's My Lovely Man.
Big
Coming
difference.
In at number 2.
Big difference.
Number 2. That is more so is where it, I would expect to see
it. Is the contribs now My Lovely Man So Psycho is the finish point?
Number 1 for the contribs, number 4 for the listeners. So not too much of a disparity there. It's Sir Psycho.
For the sake of clarity,
sure.
Can you now just do the contributors countdown?
Oh, again?
Yeah, but don't do all of the listener stuff.
Fine. So this is
as enjoyable as it was.
This is pure contribs.
Yeah.
From 17, They're Red Hot. And I'm just going to do this, and just so you know, I'm just going to do this in a chart voice.
Go for it. Coming in at number 17.
No, I can't do that because I've got to find the number, so I'm just going to list them in a monotone voice.
Okay, fine.
They're Red Hot, 17. Naked in the Rain, 16. Greeting Song, 15. The Righteous and the Wicked, 14. Suck My Kiss, 13. Breaking the Girl, 12. Give It Away, 11. Under the Bridge, 10. Apache Rose Peacock, 9. I Could Have Lied, 8. Mellow Ship, 7. Blood Sugar, 6. Tied 4th, P of E and If You Have to Ask. Funky Monks, 3. Lovely Man, 2. Sir Psycho, top of the pile.
Top of the pile, and what a top of the pile. Okay, so let's now get into what we think, shall we, Sam? Okay then, mate. Me and you now, brother. Me and you. The hosts of University Speak and the Red Hot Chili Peppers podcast. 120 episodes in, we are finally ranking Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Okay, well, it's been a long time coming, but I suppose we've got to do it.
So what we should do, I guess, is you say your 17th, I say my 17th, etc., etc.
And then we argue about it if there's any major differences.
Yeah, I've done mine.
Are you prepared to come to fisticuffs?
I'm prepared to go all the way with you.
Right. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, hopefully it won't come to that.
So, Sam, we are going to go from number 17 to number 1 ourselves.
Yes.
This will be the host's ranking.
Not definitive. Christ, not definitive.
No, it can't be definitive. I just did this in, like, I freestyled it in 5 minutes, so.
Well, I took a couple of hours over mine.
Yeah. Well, you are passionate and committed.
Thank you. In all aspects of life.
What have you got at number 17?
Number 17, I've gone for Mellow Ship Slinky.
Yeah, I've gone for I Could Have Lied. Sam, what have you
got? No, I've gone 17, it's Their Red Hot.
Yeah, I've gone for Their Red Hot as well.
So it's Their Red Hot?
Yeah.
Sam, bottom of the pile. No surprise.
No surprise.
Two Brothers Talking Sense.
Yeah, finally.
Yes.
What have you gone for at number 16?
16, Ben. I didn't want to put the cat amongst the pigeons too much.
Nor did I.
So this is 16th position, of
course.
Should
we say it together?
16th position. I'm just trying to find it.
Well, it's Naked in the Rain, surely.
Is it? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It is Naked in the Rain.
Okay.
I've confused myself because I've put the number... both the number that I've positioned it at and then above that, the score that it received.
Right, so fine.
It's all... I thought the circle and square system would work, but it was a few days ago.
It's Gobble O'Duke, sir.
It certainly is. It certainly is.
Okay, so this is where we may diverge slightly.
Yeah, so I'm looking for a 15 in a circle. I found it.
Okay, what have you got?
I've gone The Greeting Song.
Okay, I've gone for The Righteous and the Wicked.
No
surprise for long-term listeners on my bottom three there. I think maybe a little bit of a surprise for you.
Well,
look for a 14 in a
14 in a circle.
Yeah,
I found it. You won't believe it.
Go on.
You tell me what yours is, because mine, I think, will be a shock.
Well, I think mine might be a shock.
Okay, what's yours?
Well, I don't want it played live anymore.
Oh Christ, me too.
Give it away.
I have. Give It Away on the 14.
Yeah.
Brothers unite. Brothers unite. Brothers in arms. We're not currently in dire straits.
Not yet.
But that could happen.
But we might.
Could happen tonight.
Might be a fight tonight.
It might go all the way, but not looking at this.
Maybe it's not. Going to. Okay.
I'm looking for a 13 in a circle and I've located it.
Okay. What have you got?
I've gone for The Righteous and the Wicked.
Well, I've got The Greeting Song.
Okay, so what we've done there, that is total transposition.
Yeah.
So that's absolutely fine. So at the moment, we are united.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I'm not happy with my ranking. So
you can't change it. You can't.
Well, this is going to be controversial.
Well, I'm afraid, you know, you should have thought that through. 12 in a circle? Yes, please. What have you gone for?
So Psycho Sexy.
Oh, my God. Okay, well.
That's how I felt while I was doing it.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Because the truth be told.
Yes, and that we are always looking for the truth.
It's the outro for me more than the rest of the song nowadays. I don't really listen to So Psycho Sexy. The outro is a thing of beauty. But maybe that's why I put it there. It was off the cuff and...
Yeah, no, fair enough. It's how you feel. I've gone for Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Okay.
And there is something that I'd like to say about this song. It's a good song, but it's probably the song that I listen to that I've listened to the least of all the songs on the album.
Mm. Really?
I just never connected with it.
What about their Red Hot?
Well, the thing is, I listen to Sir Psycho quite a lot, and therefore I quite often listen to
them. No, if you don't make that connection, then it's going to be low.
And as the French say, connexion, none.
Mm. Mm. But I have to say with Blood Sugar Sex Magik, as you'll find out shortly, connexion, oui.
Ah, Blood Sugar.
Yeah.
But not 12 in a circle. Are you saying that's 11 in a circle?
No. So move on.
Okay. 11 in a circle? Don't mind if I do. I found it. You?
The Power of Equality for me.
Oh, man. You're just making mistake after mistake, and I've gone on record with that. Mine is Suck My Kiss.
Okay. Quite low.
Quite low for Suck My Kiss, yeah, and very low for P of E. I mean, P of E, I think, offers a lot more than S My K.
Fine.
What are we looking at? A 10 in a circle. Oh, my goodness. Why, so,
what,
Sam?
What have
Why?
You is this as much of a shock
Breaking
as
the Girl?
Like, that's outrageous.
That does seem outrageous.
That's outrageous.
That seems outrageous even to me.
All right, well, I've gone for Mellowship. And that seems low, because I think it's a great song. But we're now getting mid-range, and we're getting
exactly.
Great song after great song.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Well, exactly. And this is where these major differences can occur.
Okay. Well, give me...
Unless you're A-Mace and you're putting Under the Bridge last.
Yeah, in which case you're in big trouble.
Big trouble.
Big trouble.
Big trouble in Little Garage.
Great John Carpenter reference.
Okay, so Breaking the Girl, 10th. I regret that, and I'm going on record. I'm looking for a 9 in the circle. It's Funky Monks at 9.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sam. We finally achieved equilibrium, much like Christian Bale.
You've gone for 9.
Funky Monks at 9 for me as well. Funky Monks at 9.
Why do you think that's happened?
Because I think there's 8 better songs.
Yeah. Well, it turns out I agree with you. And what have you gone for as the first of those better songs?
Suck My Kiss.
Ah. Okay.
Which you've already had, so what are you bringing into the equation?
I'm bringing it in early, and I've gone for Under the Bridge.
That feels low, because I think Under the Bridge is one of the best songs ever written.
You are a huge fan of Under the Bridge.
Yeah. As I said earlier, it doesn't sound overplayed to me.
No.
It's every time it comes up, I just think it's a genius piece of songwriting.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've put Under the Bridge a bit low there.
Yeah,
but
yeah. So you've made 2 mistakes then. I've only made 1.
I'm not saying it was a mistake, because I don't know what I've put above it.
Is it a salad? Is it a ballad? The big questions.
Or is it a salad?
Or a ballad? Sam, next number.
It's a 7 in a circle. Is this song better than Under the Bridge? Is this song better than the other song that I previously thought I'd put too low?
Thing is, it's when you
I've
were
gone
there.
For Mellowship.
Okay. But this isn't comprehensive. This is just when you
happen to be
there.
This is what we're committing to. This is the only ranking we're going to commit to the internet.
So sorry, I said it wasn't comprehensive. It is comprehensive.
Well, it's
you've gone for Mellowship there. Okay, have you said Apache yet?
No.
Well, I'm going for Apache Rose Peacock here.
Yes. Well, I think Mellowship deserves to be at least this high, if not higher.
Mm.
It came 11th in the listener poll.
Mm. Yes.
But it came 7th joint with me in the other poll, so... There is some consistency there, at least. Is that what we're striving for? No, we're not. We're striving for honesty. And I've been honest.
And we find honesty here. Now,
okay, so you've gone for Apache.
Move us to the next
one. Are we going to flick them or are we going to flick them? I've gone for Apache at 6.
Okay.
You've already said Mellowship.
We're not going to flick them.
No.
At 6, I've gone for the title track, Blood Sugar Sex Magik. I think it's a genius piece of songwriting. I think it's one of their strongest riffs ever. That drum beat at the beginning.
Well, both Coon and Jack gave it 15.
It's a huge song for me. I love the guitar solo.
You've put it at 6. They put it at 3. So
yeah.
So there's a lot of support.
Yeah.
A lot of support.
So Blood Sugar Sex, huge solo, puts me in mind of Don't Forget Me As You Know, the guitar solo. I love that kind of repeating line over something changing underneath. Always will. Blood Sugar Sex Magik, huge song.
Hi.
Yeah, we're getting into the nitty-gritty now.
Yes, we certainly are. So this is now 5 in a circle for me, the song in 5th position, and that, Ben, is You.
And, Sam, I will say in 5th position, I have You.
Oh, wow!
And I think we shake hands here
and
say...
We high-five.
We high-five. And I've gone for Broken the Girl. No, just in case you never knew, brother, again, come back to it, don't we?
Yes, and you are slim. I am moderately overweight.
Well, I'm moderately overweight.
Oh, Christ, where does that leave me?
Not to be discussed on that.
No, not to be discussed
on that. No, I think you're a beautiful young man.
Okay, oh, thank you very much. Yes.
But My Lovely Man.
My Lovely Man in fifth.
What a song.
And that, what a song, what a song. And that speaks volumes for the songs that are going to beat this song. Because, as we discussed earlier, the qualities here, the qualities on show are very, very real.
If it again, go back to it every time. If it wasn't for the ending, it would be higher. It would be...
Fuck that, man. You've got to see past that.
No, I can't. That's why it's fifth.
Well, why is it fifth for me when I love every single aspect of it? No idea.
Okay.
Possibly. Well, I can only assume there's better songs to come. Four in a Circle. What's it going to be? Four in a Circle.
I think this is... I'd be interested to see what you say here.
Four in a Circle for me is P of E.
Ah, of course. You haven't gone for P of E yet.
I spoke to you about this earlier.
Pardon me.
The reasons that I love this song. And I do actually... You know, My Lovely Man's a great song. But for me, I love it when Anthony gets... You know, get some serious meaning behind his lyrics, a serious message, and this is a message, a political message, which is not something that we see overtly from him that often. So, for that reason, I've put it. But not just for that reason. There's so many good things about the song. It's so dynamic, so powerful. I personally like the chorus.
I personally like the chorus,
and I love the outro.
Yeah, I think it's a great opening.
And can I just mention the flow into If You Have to Ask?
Yeah.
Which works both ways, by the way. So this is the icing on the cake.
Instead of the baking
going
tray.
Going into the baking tray.
Yeah. This is a brilliant opener to an album.
Yes.
Especially with the way the band, it sounds like there's a band in the room.
Yes.
And then you're going into that, the Chad count, into the Swan, and everything's mixed lower,
yes,
and rawer, and then it comes, explodes into it.
And then it happens.
Brilliant song.
Brilliant song, brilliant opener to a brilliant album. Okay, so we're looking for a three in a circle, and we are guessing...
No, you haven't had my four in a circle.
Oh, what's
yet.
Your four in a circle?
Well, if you have to ask, you'll never know, brother.
That's going down at four, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, is it because of the uncertainty surrounding the baking tray, or is it just to do with the song itself?
It was the baking tray.
It was, yeah.
So, if you have to ask, wonderful song.
But down in four.
Very little bad to say about this.
No, I mean, obviously, we know that Under
the Bridge.
In fact,
almost nothing. In fact, nothing. I love it.
No, it's great.
It's wonderful.
Yes, it really is. I can still, and we've touched upon this, but I can still remember the first time I listened to Power of Equality and going into If You Have to Ask. Someone I read online who was doing a similar thing to this, and put P of E and If You Have to Ask on the same line, people took...
One for the other.
Took umbrage because you can't have two songs on the same line.
Well, no.
However, he said, when I first listened to it, I didn't realise it was two songs. And that's exactly what happened to me the first time I listened to it.
Tricked.
But just two great songs. So P of E, If You Have to Ask, great that we're flipping, we're flopping, we're flapping.
Certainly flapping. Three in a circle.
Three in a circle. It's going to be, and I think...
Now, you haven't said Breaking the Girl or I Could Have Lied Yet, have you? You have said Under the Bridge.
I've said Breaking the Girl.
Okay.
Three in a Circle for me is Sir Psycho Sexy, scoring 15
what
points.
What you hadn't said. Sir Psycho, very high for you, but slightly lower than I might have thought.
Well, I mean, it's pretty high.
Okay. But slightly lower than I might have thought.
For me?
For me.
But for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, me scoring it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not my favourite song.
It's your third.
And it's not my second favourite song.
No, but so it is your third favourite song.
On that basis, I simply had to score it a third.
Okay, well, on that basis, I've put Breaking the Girl. And what I've ended up with is maybe three of the least representative songs on the album.
For you.
But I'm, yeah, but I'm a...
Breaking the Girl at three.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems... completely outrageous based on what I know about you.
Well, I'd love, maybe you don't know me that well then, because I absolutely love Breaking the Girl. If I've got Blood Sugar Sex
Magic
in the car, I'm probably not putting on Sir Psycho Sexy, or if I do, I might wind to the end just to get the outro.
Well, you can't do that.
Well, I do.
You can't.
I do. But I'll put Breaking the Girl on. What a wonderful...
Oh, it's fantastic.
What a wonderful song.
It's brilliant. That's why I put it at 10.
Yeah. Okay, so it's at 3 for me. What's your 2?
My 2 is If You Have to Ask.
Okay, so...
I don't think there can be any arguments for that.
No, I mean, I certainly wouldn't argue with that at all.
It's... Well, we know the qualities.
Yeah.
I think it's the second best song on the album. When I did this. Hmm. I don't now.
But,
however, I've got to be true to my initial thoughts.
Well, it's when you did it, isn't it? Because if I did mine tomorrow and you jumble these up, this would not be the order.
No, and this is, you know, a lot of people contacted us and said this is too difficult.
Yeah,
I want to do it, but I'm finding it extremely
hard.
And
we said just go with the flow.
Go with the flow, and some people agonised over it for days. And I can totally understand that, because if I'd tried to come up with a definitive list, I'm not sure I could have. Looking at this now, If You Have to Ask being at number 2 seems ludicrous to me. Because look at Breaking the Girl down at 10. Funky Monks at 9, for goodness sake. Mellowship at 7. I adore Mellowship.
It's just what happens when you have to rank. This is the problem.
Give it away, 14.
Yeah, this is the problem.
Under the Bridge at 8, Sam. Yeah,
okay.
What was I thinking?
Well, I'm
Apache Rose, 6.
I'm moving the scissors up.
My Lonely Man, 5. Heavens to Betsy.
My number 2 is Under the Bridge. And as you know, a genius piece of songwriting.
Yes.
The Swan, the first time the Swan reached that
level of vocal delivery.
Yeah, well, not just vocal delivery, but...
It was across this album, yeah. Really, but this was his first big hit they had when he'd come...
To that point in his career.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you know, he's got a brilliant voice, and he's a great singer, despite what some people would say. But there is a sweet spot for the Swan. And Under the Bridge, I think, was the first time that they tapped into that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's as smooth as...
Well, it's Liquid's ilk.
He's Liquid's ilk, yeah. And
TM.
TM, oh my God, and we've... That trademark has brought us a lot, has been very, very lucrative.
Well, a huge amount of money for that particular lubricant.
Well, no, ours is not the lubricant.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's been a while. Is ours not the lubricant?
No, we couldn't. But the lubricant
Already existed. Yes. Okay, yes, of course. Yeah.
The lubricant was the problem. What we offer is something entirely different.
Hmm.
It's a gravelly
substance. Yeah, a sandpaper of sorts.
We're yet to completely decide what it is.
We've yet to finalise it. Okay.
However, we know it's going to be abrasive.
If you don't know the Liquid Ilk reference, you need to go back about 80 episodes maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so number one. Sam, number one for you.
Number one for me, a one in a circle. And despite the fact that I've just said, you know, a lot of this is interchangeable, this sticks. Unnegotiable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not negotiable.
It's non-negotiable. That's what it is. Yeah. Despite what I've just said about some of the other songs being interchangeable, this, for me, is non-negotiable. Number one for me, and always will be, is I Could Have Lied.
Yeah. And number one for me, and always will be, is I Could Have Lied.
Holy shit.
It's the most heartfelt song on the album. It's the most raw song on the album.
It might be the most heartfelt and raw song that they've ever recorded.
Yeah. In many ways, it's the simplest song on the album, but it's overridingly Frusciante's song for me. It's that guitar solo. Mm.
True. But what drew me to it initially back in '97 as a vocalist was singing with Anthony.
Mm.
So, and I understand what you're saying about it being a Frusciante song, because I think ultimately it is. But I think the Swan... I think they all shine, actually, but I do think the Swan, again, in the same way as he did on Under the Bridge, it's a new, you know, a new side to him.
This is the song where, and I've said this before in the podcast, when I was in the car with Vanessa, and the first time she heard this song, she said, you can tell that this is how he feels, and he's expressing his soul and raw emotions.
Mm.
And the great thing to go on from that comment is the rawness of the guitar solo, because it leads on from a heartfelt a heartfelt moment from the Swan to something that I don't think has ever been replicated live as well as it is on the album from John.
Yeah.
It's masterful.
Just to touch on what you just said there. You know, as a singer-songwriter yourself, you may well have done so. But as someone who listens to music and uses music in a way which probably you and other musicians don't, hearing the Swan like this, expressing himself and being so openly emotional and raw, I then tap into his delivery because I'm not. It's not something that I will ever do myself. Do you see what I mean?
Mm.
I will never write a song or be involved in the writing of a song where I'm able to express myself and be emotionally raw. So I use other people's music in order to do that.
Yeah,
in order to feel those feelings. Whereas for someone like you who writes your own music, you may well have done that yourself.
I have, and there are songs that I've written for Vanessa. The predominantly, there's Age is Timeless, is a million times that we played at the wedding. Yeah, I have, and I feel that way about the rawness of those feelings.
Mm.
But
you still tap into it.
But you listen to this song,
yeah,
and there's something about the stuff that you haven't written. Because I love the songs I love a lot of the songs I've written.
Yeah, but for many of us, these songs that we haven't written are the only way that we ever get to express and feel these emotions. And that's why you connect with music, isn't it? Because there is no way that for many of us who aren't able to express it in our own writing, this is the only way that we can do it. And I love singing along with not just the Chili's, other artists as well, where I connect and let my emotions flow through their music. It's an incredible thing.
Yeah, and I think it's what Pete Moore was talking about earlier on, where he said it's the combination of everything together.
Well, yeah, well, it comes together. It all comes together when the right music is played, yeah. But I mean, I'm envious of you and other people who write their own music because you're in a position to express it, to be able to let it flow from your own writing, which must be an amazing thing.
It is, and yeah, something I don't take for granted.
Say no more.
So we've both agreed brilliantly at the end of that ranking that I Could Have Lied is the best song on Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
Well, I think therefore that means it's definitely true, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. What we're doing now is moving on to do the official ranking from listeners, contributors and us.
So this is going to be the official podcast ranking.
There'll be nothing more official. The scores are in and the deed is done. We have come to an official result for University Speaking, the Red Hot Chili Peppers podcast. The official ranking of Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
It's got me all hiccupy.
Sam, you're so excited. I can see you're getting excited.
I was, and I was overwhelmed by my own bodily functions.
Please now reveal to us the official
the number 17.
The number 17.
At number 17, a valiant performance, but it is They're Red Hot. It scored very, very low.
Yeah, it did its best.
Of course it did.
But, and they did it outside and great stuff and the girls screaming and the cars going past.
I actually think it's one of the better songs on the album.
No, you don't. Move on.
No. Okay, 16, another great little number, loved by all. It's Naked in the Rain.
Things are really hanging together for me at the moment. Because I've been validated by this.
I like rain.
I like being naked.
I like being naked.
Yeah.
So,
but together, terrible.
No, together, good.
Okay.
The song itself.
Terrible.
Not so good.
No. Okay, so that's to be expected.
Not to be expected. So we're talking 15.
Is it the righteous? No, probably not. Actually,
no. I think.
Is it
this
the greeting song?
Yes, it is the greeting song, and I think this is going. This is going, I think, to form. Let's be honest. I like the greeting song. You like the greeting song. Everyone likes the greeting song.
I like it more than you, and more than
it's just not as good as, you know, the really great songs on the album. So that's fine. That's fine. 14, the righteous and the wicked.
Okay, fine with that.
And I actually think that that's right.
I think
I prefer the righteous and the wicked to nowadays. I prefer the righteous and the wicked to give it away. Probably even suck my kiss.
Okay.
That's just how, you know, I'm just putting the cat amongst
To be honest, I'd prefer them to play the righteous and the wicked live rather than give it away. Yeah. I'd love to see them just round it off with that.
So would I. Can you imagine Johnny?
Bringing out a humbucking guitar.
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it? So that's a great song. Coming in now at 13, and we are talking 13, it's Give It Away.
I'll tell you what, given that we have got the absolute range of opinions here.
Yes.
That feels low, but I think it's overplayed for everyone then.
Yeah.
I think that's what the podcast is saying.
Yeah, I think if it came any lower than that, there might be an inquiry.
Yeah, but...
But that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
I'll tell you what, though, it's low, isn't it?
Well, it is low, but it's their own fault for playing it every single night. Coming in at 12, and this is a bit harsh. This is harsh. Especially for me. I love this song. It's a poor old Apache Rose.
Harsh for me as well. Love that tune. Too low.
Too low.
Too low, but it's official.
It's official. Still, going to put it on later on and stick a middle finger up to all those people who've put that in 12th.
Yeah. But thanks, everyone, for your contributions.
Well, I popped it in 6th.
Okay.
Yeah, no, thanks, everyone, for your contribution. Of course. Yeah. And I won't. It'll be a metaphorical middle finger.
Yeah. We won't actually do it.
I might do. No one will know.
No. I'll tell them after.
Yeah. Okay, well. 11. Smell and shit.
Feels low, but we know we've got really great songs to come.
Yeah, and grouping-wise, Mellow Ship with Apache Rose seems
where
right.
We've talked about those different elements of each song.
Okay.
That does feel right, actually.
It does feel right. They're both very much album tracks as well.
Yeah. Okay, that feels good.
10 is Suck.
And I would have said 10 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, that's shockingly low. But the more I listen to Blood Sugar, I guess... And we played Something Like Kiss at my wedding, didn't we?
I'd like to see Mellow Ship and Apache Rose above Suck. Okay. So, you know, Suck can go down to 12. Could do, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But this isn't your opinion.
You've had your opinion.
It's not. I've had my time. And, you know, I will back off now. Number 9, Breaking the Girl. That seems low.
That does seem low to me.
That does seem low. But number 8 is P.O.B. And that seems very low.
Seems about right for me.
Does it?
Yes, I've shaken my bits of paper. I wish I'd left P of E.
9 Breaking the Go, 8 P of E. Both great songs. But they just haven't been able to get themselves higher up the rankings for whatever reason. Number 7, Blood Sugar. Oh, come on.
I wish it was higher, but...
I'm sorry to see P of E and Breaking the Go under... Blood Sugar. That doesn't sit right with me, but, you know, I'm getting too emotionally involved, I think.
Okay, go on.
But it is hitting me hard. Number 7. Oh, no, we've done that. Number 7, Blood Sugar.
Okay. Number 6 is next.
Number 6 is next. So this is where we have our first tie, and only tie, it should be said.
Good.
Tied 5th. We have Funky Monks and Lovely Man, My Lovely Man.
I'll tell you what, they're so far apart for me, I think. I can't remember. But they feel far apart for me.
Well, I'm just glad to see My Lovely Man. You know, it's been through the mill this episode.
Feels low for My Lovely Man.
It's been through the mill. I mean, it
feels reasonably high for Funky Monks.
I think for My Lovely Man getting up to number 5, that's a great result after all it's been through. Funky Monks... That's going to divide every...
That's probably the highest, what you would call an album track in your head. Because Under the Bridge, I Could Have Lied, those kind of, even though I Could Have Lied is an album track,
yeah.
It doesn't feel like an album track to me. Maybe Funky Monks is the highest act. Well, we've got to Psycho Sexy, I guess. But.
It's a solid performance from both Funky Monks and My Lovely Man, no doubt.
Yeah.
So going straight to number three, it is another, you know, you talk about these album tracks, but Sir Psycho is undoubtedly an album track.
So, interesting, yeah.
And that's coming in at number three. And again, you know, this is a divisive song. We've seen scores ranging from the very low, three was the lowest, and obviously up to 17.
Hmm.
So no doubt this song divides the
And it was low for me as well.
Well, it was in the end, and that surprised me. That did surprise me.
I'd love to see it live.
Oh, so would I.
But on the album...
I'd love to perform it live again. So where are we?
Two of mine.
Number two and number one. So two...
Two big
Well, I mean,
sons.
To be fair, it was a fairly comfortable victory, but I think, you know, number two, I could have lied.
What a song.
I would have loved to have seen that take the top spot.
So would I, because I voted it for number one. But,
yeah, and it regularly came out on top, regularly came out second, regularly came out third, which is what's pushed it to these heady heights of two.
Hmm.
But it was unable to beat the absolute popularity contest that is If You Have to Ask. 16, 15, 17, 16.
I'll tell you what, If You Have to Ask, a shock result if you ask me.
Well,
go and ask me. Yes, I'll save you the question.
Are you shocked by this?
Yes, I am. I think it's an amazing song. But if you've asked me to predict before we record this episode what was going to win this official podcast ranking...
Well, I think I was...
I wouldn't have said If You Have to Ask.
No.
I'd have probably said Sir Psycho, My Lovely Man.
And the
I Could
Bridge.
Lie Down the Bridge, yeah.
Mellowship, Righteous.
Yeah.
Blood
yeah.
Sugar.
Naked in the Rain.
Look...
They're Red Hot even, I thought I'd
have
shot.
They're Red Hot coming in so close.
Yeah,
so close.
Very, very close.
But there it is. If You Have to Ask is the winner.
Mm. So let's sum it up here. Some surprise, some shocks, a lot of numbers.
Oh, man.
And a lot of reading out the track listing of Blood Sugar Sex Magik.
I never see so many numbers.
But I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful.
So I guess we'll have to go out on the song that was voted the number one song on the album, won't we?
We're going to do it and we will do it.
So let's get into it.
A wannabe gangster, thinking he's a wise guy. Rob another bank, he's a suck him in the eye guy. Tankhead, Mr. Bonnie and Clyde guy. Look him in the eye, he's not my kind of guy. Never wanna be confusion.
Proof.
Pudding and sweet, but too aloof. Orange eyed girl in the backslide, dude said, yo, homie, who you talking to? A backed up paddy wagon, macking on a cat's ass. One uppercut to the cold upper middle class. Bone, but a storm to bottom's face. Add little lust to the funky ass flea base. Most in a race just lose their grace. The blackest hole in all of space. Crooked as a hooker, now suck my thumb. Anybody wanna come get some?
Yeah.